the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Danielle McSorley, founder and CEO of DMC Consultancy. DMC Consultancy is an award-winning digital marketing company that specializes in bespoke build website and app development and also social media management. Danielle, thank you so much for joining me here today on AIBF Business Talk. Let's share with our listeners here today the work that you're doing at DMC Consultancy and your journey to get you here today.
Hi, Elaine. It's lovely to get to speak to you. So at DMC Consultancy, I started the company in January 2019. And from then we have grown from strength to strength. So we develop websites for companies. They're all bespoke built websites. We don't use any templates or anything like that. We also then manage companies' social media, which is massive at the minute because 92% of all consumers find all their products and services on social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook nowadays. And we also now develop apps. So if companies need an app for their business, we're the go-to. And they're all bespoke built then to suit each individual company.
But there's a lot going on in there, isn't there?
So there is a lot going on.
That you really are, I suppose, serving so much of a business's needs. And I can just imagine too, how has COVID in the last, say, 2 years been for the business in light of what you do?
To be honest, COVID actually strengthened our company because I think when COVID hit, people became more aware of how important it was to be online and to have an online presence. So our inquiries like rose dramatically, you know, when COVID hit, because people realized exactly how important it was then to be online.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting statistic there that you said there. So 92% of people or purchasers actually source or, you know, look at what they're looking for on their social media channels.
Exactly. They find 92% of all people now, but you know yourself, you're sitting at home, everybody's just scrolling either Instagram, Facebook. Obviously dependent on the demographics, I'm still Facebook, but the younger generation were more Instagram. But yeah, everybody's finding it. And then they obviously, the second protocol that they go to then is to look at the business's website to ensure then that they're genuine.
The backlink. So just, you know, it's really inspiring, you know, that you just set up in January 2019. What was your background before that, Danielle?
I worked for my family business since I was, well, before I could remember, really. I used to export machinery all over the world. And during the recession, I think I exported about 100 billion worth of plant machinery.
Wow.
So during them times, I was kind of focused a lot on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I found connected with an awful lot of overseas clients. And it was through that then that I discovered how powerful basically the internet was and how, you know, you had to have it and how important it was.
Very good. So your own personal experience of the entrepreneurialism is well bred into you, Danielle, in that respect.
I think so, yeah.
Right. So you really cut your cloth and you'd served your apprenticeship long before you'd set up in business. And what was the motivation then behind actually coming out from under the family business to setting up your own consultancy with DMC?
I had an awful lot of people coming to me all the time saying to me, look, can you build us a website? Can you do this, that and the other? An awful lot of people would have seen me advertise and say plant machinery on Facebook and probably laughed at me back in the day.
Okay, so Danielle, you know, back in 2019, what was your motivation or, you know, what spurred you to come out from under the family business and to take, I suppose, the harder route as well of setting up and establishing your own business with DMC Consultancy?
It's an interesting question. I always knew that I had a gift for online digital marketing, and I always saw myself loving to help businesses succeed. I always get such a buzz out of helping other businesses and seeing other businesses thrive. So setting up DMC Consultancy was a no-brainer. And I knew there was a massive niche in the market there for other companies to get their businesses online.
So you really married your passion with something, you know, that you enjoyed doing with where you saw that there was a gap or a need in the market. And as well as that, you know, hats off to the market you cut your teeth in. Was certainly a very challenging one as well. But as you said, it opened up great international perspective to you as well. Did you take inspiration from any other organization or anybody, any other role models Danielle?
No, not at all. I kind of just went, I knew in my gut that there was definitely a niche in the market there. From my own personal experience, I knew that there was a gap there for businesses, and I just followed that role.
And how has DMC then evolved, should we say, since you set it up, Danielle?
A lot more to my expectations, which is brilliant. The team has, I have a brilliant team of staff. Basically, we've doubled our turnover every year to date. You know, at the start, I was managing maybe 5 social media clients a month. Now I'm up to nearly 30.
Wow.
So it's just growing from strength to strength. You know, we've developed 4 apps this year. You know, at that time, I never thought of even getting into developing apps. So,
did that development come about? So you said initially it was, you know, managing other people's social media accounts, websites and all of that. So that's a big development.
A local company actually came to me who bought an app off a company abroad, and it didn't work at all. It was like a template app. So he asked me, could I go ahead and develop what he wanted? It was very bespoke, massive project. It's taken me nearly 12 months to get it live, and it's working perfectly now. It's a transport app, but it's specifically designed for that company. So I did one, and now, you know, it's just grown from there.
Yes, that's giving you the confidence to go on again. So outside of that, you know, that side of things, I hear that you've got a great flair and passion, as you said, for helping other businesses. How does that come through, you know, through the work that you do with DMC? Do you provide some consulting and strategic advice as well?
I do indeed. Any client that I meet, Elaine, we don't just build websites. I'd always sit down with a client. I'd look at their competitors. I'd look at their business. I'd ask them a lot of questions, you know, how their business is doing, before I'd even start building a website or doing social media work for them. Because when you're building a website or doing social media work for a client, you need to know where the business is at and where the business is heading. Mm-hmm. So I'd always have that consultancy meeting. And during the time clients are with me, I would try and meet with them at least once every 12 weeks, mm-hmm. just to discuss where they are and, you know, where they're thriving to get to. Because obviously we play a massive role in that journey.
Yeah, so it's always good to have that check-in, isn't it? Did you, you know, when you set out day one, did you have a goal in mind with regard to setting up DMC?
I wouldn't say I really had a goal in mind. I'm very driven and I'm very positive. You know, if I set my mind to something, I will always get there, I would say. And as I said, I just love when I see entrepreneurs coming in, or, you know, people with businesses that need a little edge up. I love seeing my clients evolve. Like one client there recently told me, we took on a social media and after 8 weeks, his revenue increased by 300%.
Wow.
You know, and when I hear the likes of them statistics, like, you know, I'm just delighted.
It's
like,
music to your ears.
exactly.
Fantastic.
As I say, I just love seeing companies thrive and succeed.
And giving yourself so much to companies like that, there's obviously going to, you know, you're going to meet road bumps and challenges along the way. What's been your biggest challenge so far in business, Danielle?
Not listening to my gut, I would say. There's been a few hiccups, you know, obviously along the way. And I feel like when I look back, I would have always felt something off in my gut at that time, and I should have listened to it.
Right. That's been one. There's a great learning in that, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and what would you say then, you know, what would you say are your key strengths then that have really, I suppose, brought you to where you are, coming through the background that you have, you know, in a very, you know, in the planting machinery, in a global sphere, setting up your own business, growing it, having fantastic growth numbers, doubling your turnover every year since you start. What do you think are the key drivers that have led you to that? What are your key strengths?
Hard work. There's definitely no 9 to 5.
I hear you.
You're talking at least 70 hours a week. Positivity as well. Like, you know, not every day is a good day. Like, you have so many problems, but you have to keep smiling. You have to keep the head up. And positivity and hard work would be the two things that I would encourage.
And is there anything that you do in particular to keep that positive type mindset? You know, outside of work, is there any particular hobbies you have? Or is there something read, or do you...
No, I don't. I wouldn't be a reader at all. Horses are my big passion. So we breed a lot of National Hunt horses, and I do a lot of hunting. I feel like horses keep me level and grounded.
Yeah, and it's great to have something outside of, should we say, the office environment, because that feeds back in, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Into your day-to-day work, you know, and it's challenging as well on the other side. Danielle, you know, what, you know, from advice from your own experience now, would you give to somebody else that's, you know, in a role or in a job, thinking of setting up the, you know, a consultancy, you know, similar to what you did? Any advice you'd give to them?
Go for it 110%. If you're willing to put in the hard work and you stay positive, the world is your oyster. You can achieve anything you want. I have a little motto, if you can dream it, you can do it.
I know, I like that one. I have it up here. It's Walt Disney, wasn't it? It said that one.
It was Walt Disney, all right. Yeah. I love that that motto. So yeah, that's what I'd say to people.
Danielle, yourself and DMC Consultancy, you know, we're delighted to have you part of the All-Ireland Business Foundation, having successfully navigated the Business All-Star accreditation process. What does it mean for you to be an accredited Business All-Star?
It's absolutely amazing. It gives my team confidence and gives them a boost. It also gives my customers and my clients, you know, confidence that we are a recognized company. And obviously the support and all the training that you provide is absolutely amazing. So yeah, it's brilliant.
Brilliant, delighted to be part of it. Danielle, you've had such a successful trajectory since you started. You know, you've blown us away here at the foundation. But outside of that, I think your positive attitude and ethos, you know, in business is admirable. I'm just wondering, what's next for DMC Consultancy?
I'd hope to keep growing as we're growing. You know, I want to keep, obviously, helping businesses out there, as many as I can. I'd like to develop more apps. I have an awful lot of ideas for apps myself that I'd like to develop, and that I think would be, there's a massive niche in the market for. Keep doubling my turnover every year is my goal, and happy staff.
Well, I can't see you slowing down anytime soon anyway.
No, definitely not.
That's for sure. And if I was to ask you, where can you see some of the biggest opportunities for you coming from? Is it in the Irish landscape, or is international kind of something that's on the horizon?
No, definitely the Irish landscape for now. I definitely see app development becoming huge in the next 5 years. Every company, I think, in the next 5 years will have their own app. I've seen how much, you know, in the four that I've built recently, I've seen how much money they save companies. You know, they get rid of paperwork, they would turn a business around completely. And I think once companies realize the benefits of what an app can do for their business, they will all be going down that road. So I'm looking forward to kind of working with a lot of companies and showing them what they can do.
Well, I've no doubt that your success in that area will even grow even further, you know, based on your great success and that big project that you just shared with us. So, Danielle, I'd like to just maybe to get to know Danielle McSorley a little bit more personally. So we're going to lift the bonnet of the car here now for a second.
Yeah,
I'm going to fire a few quick questions to you. Don't think about them too long and too hard. Just, you know, the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay.
Danielle, what's your most cherished possession? Now, it can't be a person. What's your most cherished possession?
Rosary beads.
Rosary beads. Very good. That's an interesting one. If you could send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what wisdom would you share?
That's a hard one.
So looking back at yourself, just gone through your teens, and if you were to say something to yourself, what would you say?
Stop partying so much.
I don't think you'd take that from yourself. Danielle, tell us something that a lot of other people wouldn't necessarily know about you.
There's not a lot people don't know about me. I'd be very much an open book.
Okay, fair enough. What did you want to be when you were a child, when you were growing up?
You'll laugh at this, Elaine. A horsey hairdresser.
A horsey hairdresser. Oh, jeepers, I could never get the hand of braid. I just about was able to manage the plaits on the main plaits. But the tail braiding was definitely not something for me. Danielle, if you could have a dinner party and invite any four people in the world, who would you bring?
Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly Parton.
Oh, 9 to 5. I love her.
9 to 5.
Coat of many colours. I've learned so much from her. She's absolutely brilliant. Fantastic.
Oh,
yeah,
amazing.
I wouldn't mind being a fly on the wall now at that dinner party in all respects. Come here. And I think you mentioned it earlier. Just to close, if you had a motto in life, what would it be, Danielle?
If you can dream it, you can do it.
Do it. Yeah, love it. Let's close on that. Danielle, it's been an absolute privilege talking to you here this afternoon. Thank you so much for sharing your fantastic success journey and all the wins before it as well at DMC Consulting. You know, working with companies with their social media, their strategy, their website, and also their app development. And to hear and learn of your success in such a short period of time is inspirational, especially for any listeners here today that might be thinking about setting up your own business. And as you said, the time is right and just do it now. Danielle, if somebody would like to get in touch with you or learn more about the work that you're doing at DMC Consultancy, where can they find you?
They just log on to www.dmcconsultancy.com.
Brilliant.
Or they can email me directly, danielle@dmcconsultancy.com.
Brilliant. Danielle, it's been an absolute pleasure and we look forward to serving you for many more years within the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the Tribe. Take care.
Thanks very much, Elaine.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.